We honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from time immemorial and respectfully acknowledge the ancestral homeland of the Tohono O'odham Nation and the multi-millennial presence of the Paspayaki tribe within South Tucson. Consistent with the City of South Tucson's commitment to diversity and inclusion, we strive towards building an equal partnership relationship with the Arizona tribal nations.
The mission of the City of South Tucson is to build up our community through mutual cooperation between we, your public servants, and you, our citizens, so that jointly we can build a safer and stronger city. Amen.
Thank you. The next item is a roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez.
Here.
Acting Mayor Rogers.
Here.
Councilor Romero.
Here.
Mayor Diaz.
Here.
Councilor Flagg is walking in. Councilor Aguirre is on telephonically. Cessa? Can you hear us?
Here.
And Councilor Valenzuela. Yeah.
Here.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All members are present, so we do have a quorum. The next item is the approval of the minutes. The regular meeting, September 3rd. May I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the minutes, September 3rd, 2024.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Is there any additions, corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So moved. Okay, so the next item is the call to public. It says to accommodate all those who wish to address the City Council and to facilitate the expeditious consideration of the agenda. It is requested that each person wishing to address the mayor and common council under the agenda items, his or her comments to be maximum of 3 minutes. Would anybody in the audience would like to address?
Mr. Mayor, we have a couple of cards that have been submitted this evening. The first one we have here is Marla Garbajal, resident. The topic is Miss Moreno, amazing city manager, who does her job impeccably. She deserves great recognition. Miss Marla Garbajal, if you'd like to share a few words, 3 minutes. And you can approach Mayor and Council.
Approach up there?
Yeah.
My name is Marla Carvajal, and I'd just like to say that Mrs. Moreno, for many years, has done great things for the City of Tucson, for the community. She's held many roles on her shoulders, and I'm just glad that she can hopefully and soon put this behind her. There was, I understand, an internal investigation, and facts are facts. And I hope you guys can just, and everybody, especially her, can move forward from here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next card we have here is Andy Luna, not a resident, has listed the address of 1601 South 6th Avenue, the topic, fire department.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. I just want to briefly add a couple of things about our fire trucks that we've talked about many times in the past, that they're very old and they continue to break down. Just hoping that we can move forward with whatever we need to do to get these fire trucks to help protect the community, citizens. I see some business owners here. I'm sure they'd appreciate that as well. We're going to put this one of our main trucks or one of our two trucks out of service the next couple of days to get some more repair work done to it. So our concern is, again, going back and forth in regards to keeping our fire trucks available and working. So as you know, our truck, one of them's 28 years old, the other one's 25 years old, so they're breaking down constantly, and we want to make sure that they're up and ready so we can take care of our community. The attorney, one of the last meetings, talked about procurement and a broker. Well, I gave you all that information already. We do have procurement and a broker, the information that I gave you in the past. So please look at that, and if you need to contact them or myself in regards to getting this moving forward as fast as we possibly can, it'd be great for our citizens and our community. Thank you very much.
The next card we have here is from Mr. Enrique Sedna, not a resident. Topic is Robert Rules of Order.
Hello, mayors and members of the council, mayor. I'm here to talk about rules of order, but I think most of you know who I am. I was city manager here back in the day, town manager in Guadalupe, deputy county manager in the county, county manager in the county, and still sit on several commissions, all of which is to say, first and foremost, this is a council manager form of government. The council sets policy. The manager oversees the administration. I think there's been crosswise activity, in my estimation, from what I understand. So I would be suggesting that you approach the attorney general or the county attorney's office and ask for them to provide you a presentation on Robert Rules of Order. They presented that to one of the commissions that I sit on, so I think you should allow for a one-hour presentation, because it clearly makes a distinction between what the responsibilities of the elected officials are, and there are legal consequences if certain things are clandestinely being done outside of your policy-making forum. I had all these notes, but I just did everything that needed to be said. So hopefully if any of y'all have any questions about that later on, how that might be beneficial, you know, I can help y'all with that. But just a question of contacting the county attorney's office to make that presentation. It's an incredible insight into the distinction between what the council can do and what the manager can do without violating one another. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's no name, it's a business name, Victory Auto, address 2210 South Fork Avenue, topic is news. News and business.
Good afternoon, gentlemen of the council. I'm here to, I'm a business owner of 2210 South Fork Avenue, 23 plus years. And I'd like to say that I will always have a pleased. I'm very pleased to be in South Tucson, thanks to the management. And you know, I always, when I need help, they always been there for me and for my business. And I really, really appreciate it. And I would like to, you know, look more time, have my business open. So I really appreciate it. If anything you guys can help us, do so. But I'm very appreciative of being in South Tucson.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The next card we have here, name Lynn Rodriguez, resident, address 31 West 34th Street. Topic is council.
Disregard my request. I'll keep it for next time, okay?
Okay. Let's note that it's been retracted. Final card I have here, named Larry Anderson and Gavino Nunez. The topic is Equity Working Group. It's noted as not a resident.
It's been a while, Mayor and Council. How you doing? My name is Larry Anderson. I'm a retired fire chief, retired in 2013. served 25 years in this beautiful city. I slept here at night. I woke up with our residents in the morning. I left in 2013, not by my choice. I'm here because I really am passionate about assisting. We're not here to help anybody. The word help is rendered a lot of different ways. We want to assist you with this process. If you Google the word equity right now, everybody has smart technology. I challenge you. Google the word equity, please. Pull out your smartphones, please do that. If you wish not to, it means fair and impartial. Mr. Bino Nunez is a retired firefighter. We started off here at the city of South Tucson. Go ahead. Just tell them who you are, Gabby.
Just to reiterate, my name is Gabby Nunez. Worked for South Tucson Fire way back in the early 90s and recently retired from South Tucson, or from the city of Tucson. I've always had a desire and I've always appreciated the city of South Tucson and a desire to always help the city and its residents.
So we have a group. We have I heard the city of South Tucson was struggling a little bit, and I don't like the word struggle. They have some current challenges. Ms. Moreno has done a fabulous job that I know of so far. I haven't even approached Ms. Moreno. This is what they call a cold call. I know that there's currently an election that has just been done, so I may be speaking to the wrong group at this time. But I just want to let you know that I have a small coalition of retired fire professionals that would like to work with the city to assist with some of the challenges you have. And we look at all aspects. You're looking at people with history of understanding fire codes, building codes, development. When was the last time you did your insurance rating? You're talking to the guy that probably did it for you back in 2013. There are factors and there are numbers that we have to look at so that way our customers, being the business owners, are able to maintain that insurance rate. The city has done some drastic things in our assessment that could compromise those important things when it comes to providing a service. Mr. Luna talked about providing that service. I agree with him 110%. But it's how you do it from a management perspective, not from an operational perspective. We look at the operations, but we also have to have planning, logistics, and finances. So if you want to add within that last 3 minutes, I'll be back.
I didn't return over 3 minutes, so thank you very much.
We'll be back.
And if
it's okay with this, if we can venture and approach and talk to the city manager after this meeting, I would seek your support to maybe direct the city manager to allow us to elaborate.
It's on the agenda, Larry. You know that.
I've been here once.
Larry.
Mr. Mayor, those were all the cards we have for today.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, the next item is Mayor and Council reports of current events. Do you have any reports on current events?
Go ahead.
No, it's here. Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everybody. On Sunday, my daughter, who goes to Pueblo High School, received a text message from a group chat that she's a part of. And there has been multiple threats to shoot some of the schools locally. And I'm living in fear right now to send my daughter to school. There has been a lot of community members that have reached out to me asking what to do. If I think it's safe for them to send their kids to school. And I tell them no. I tell them that I don't feel safe and that we have some things that I give. We have to come together as a community to try to find solutions. I reached out to the principal, Mr. R. from Pueblo High School. He responded right away, and I asked, like, I'm at a loss of words. I don't know what to tell people. Would you please come to the council meeting and make a statement? He agreed. He moved his schedule around to try to accommodate us, so thank you. But he also had a really good idea. He proposed that we do a forum where we can discuss this as a community, where we can talk about public safety, where we can come up with some solutions, short-term, long-term. But that, you know, one lady that I spoke to on the phone, she said that she compared this to, like, the anxiety she felt during COVID about sending her kids to school. She called this a gun violence epidemic. And so this calls for us to respond to that. And I just would love a couple of minutes of your time to have Mr. R. Say a few words, if you guys permit.
Thank you. I'll have some information for you on that, where we can have the forms.
Great.
You should get
them. Mr. Mayor, I just like to tell everybody about the great St. Kateri Parish, of which we want you all to be there too, for our September 28th Great Festival, which we have at Assisi Wonderful at 29th and 11th Street. And I'm letting you know it's from, there's going to be a lot of Native American stuff between 9 and whatever. But from noon to 10 at night, it's 5 different bands and all kinds of things for the kids and all that kind of stuff. So Saturday the 28th. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I got a few things. The CAP has invited this council to attend one of their celebrations, which is October 9th on Wednesday at the Desert Diamond Casino. It's a dinner, and you talk about water issues, and one of the things is that we have plenty of water, according to them. So that's... The next one is I'll be attending the DM on the 11th of October for attending that breakfast meeting that they have on that I've been attending ever since I've been here. So.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you. I have one from a report from the RTA, and it's winding down to where the numbers have been set, and the next meeting that RTA is going to be having will be the presentation to the RTA board in regards to the process of presenting the bond to the people. We in South Tucson, let me back up a little bit. The city of Tucson has requested 55-40% of all the funding that would come from the RTA. South Tucson has 1.94 requested, which equals to about $43,800,000, and 25,000 of that will go into transportation. So more or less, that's what we're looking at as far as the RTA board meeting will be held here in next week.
So, date? Paul, to the date?
I don't.
Is it a week from Thursday? Or?
Yeah, it's the third Thursday.
Okay.
Fourth Thursday. Yeah. Rita?
Am I ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. This is good afternoon, City of South Tucson, Mayor Paul Diaz. On behalf of the Indigenous Peoples Day, IPD 2024 Planning Committee and the Alianza Indigenous Infanteros. I am reaching out to you in hopes that the City of South Tucson will help sponsor IPD 2024. On October 12, 2015, South Tucson City Mayor Miguel Rojas signed the proclamation recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day, which recognizes Indigenous peoples have occupied these lands in the City of South Tucson since time immemorial. With that, we hope that you join us this year in support of IPD 2024. This year, we will celebrate the theme of Unapologetically Indigenous and will be an in-person event celebrating 10 years. The theme of Unapologetic Indigenous was important for us to adapt this year because although we are resilient as Indigenous peoples, we still need to learn to take up space unapologetically. We also need to actively work on our healing from the stress of even the Wampia, which is the Yaqui word for susto, or fear, somatic suffering from one's own trauma, others, and generational trauma, historical trauma. Your sponsorship will cover the cost of a live band. Redstones is an indigenous rockabilly band coming from the Navajo Nation. The cost will be divided up to Redstones at $500, and the additional $200 will be to help support honorariums for Yoma, Colencia, Deer, and Pascola dancers. The total asking price is $700. It is always Alonza's goal to restore Indigenous culture to the old Pueblo. We would greatly appreciate if this performance was sponsored by your office. We would include your logo on our IPD 2024 flyer, which will be posted on our social media with a combined following of 5K plus. As the IPD Planning Committee and the Alizonda Indigenous Fronteras, we remain committed to our late Yaqui leadership, Jose Maria Matas, and continue the tradition of hosting IPD. Bu ibidatsian and mucho abros, many, many hugs.
Thank you. Okay, that's brought up in respect to either we can do a consensus and go ahead and direct the interim city manager to follow up on this, or we can put it on the next agenda. What would the council like?
Consensus?
To do what?
Consensus?
Mm-hmm. Consensus? Consensus?
By vote.
Huh?
Yeah, by vote.
Okay. We do have consensus, so we'll direct the interim city manager to follow up on it and fund it. Thank you. The next item is...
Mayor, I asked for some time for Mr. Rosenhaus to say a couple words.
The principal at Pueblo.
Yes, he's a principal at Pueblo. Mr. If you can come and see.
Yes, I'm going to start by saying I'm sorry to all the kids and the parents that we have to, that we sometimes have to send our kids not knowing what their fate is going to be. It's a new reality that I even face as a parent. My kid is a Hollinger student because I wanted him to learn Spanish, and that school was also there. Although it turned out to be a hoax, I don't think we should ever treat it as such. I think we should all treat threats as serious as we did. We ended up having like 300 or 400 kids in a school of almost 2,000 just show up to school. So I do appreciate the parents and the kids taking it as serious as we have. or as we did. Threats continue to get thrown our way. We try our best to comfort the community as best we can. But it is a new reality with Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. I'm just here to tell you that I don't take any of these threats lightly. I know what Pueblo High School means in the city of Tucson. My father attended there. My grandparents' house is on 42nd. My whole life has been about South Tucson, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to brandish it. I would like us to come together as a community to talk. What would you like to see from school leadership? And maybe we can't solve the national and global problem, but perhaps we can kick up some dust or uncover a rock that we haven't thought of. And I only know of one way to do it is to bring in kids, bring in parents, bring in people of influence, and see if we can't come together as a South Tucson whole, and try and ease all of our angst. I know I'm wore out. Friday was not an easy day. We had a football game against Cholla. Of course we won. But, it's just a long emotional day. And two, I mean, if possible, if you could please put pressure on some of these superintendents to get cops and officers back on our sites. I grew up as an AP. We always had one. And I think some of the feedback there was misguided. I don't need an officer to break up fights. I don't need an officer to arrest kids. That's not what I want. I want an officer to build relationships with students. Okay, we don't know what's going to happen at 10 p.m. when it's that officer and that child and it's dark. Does that child feel comfortable? Has that child built a relationship? Do they know how with an officer? That's why I place a lot of value on having an officer on my site. And it worked to perfection. And two, it acted as a car, as a cop car on the highway, on the highway when we're speeding to beat traffic in Phoenix, and we see an officer, we slow down. And just the sheer presence can hopefully get someone to think twice about doing anything as drastic as that. So please, if you can put pressure, I know I would appreciate it. I mean, I have a bunch of other like crazy stuff. I do think that Instagram and Facebook and all of them can do a lot more. If they're smart enough to create those platforms, then they're smart enough to create safeguards. So even when this threat is done by a kid, there should be a safeguard so that thing doesn't even make it onto Instagram. And I don't know the power of this group here, but I know how upset I get when I have a parent who's scared. It's the same as having a student who feels bullied at school. That's a very sick feeling. And it makes you want to stay up all morning and all night trying to protect this kid. Okay, so if there's anything that we can do to get active with Congress, go speak to Congress and start putting some pressure on these Instagrams, on these Snapchats. I'm sorry about a little bit, but I'm passionate about my kids. I'm passionate about this town. And I'll work day and night to make it happen. And with that, I have any questions.
Thank you.
Sir, more? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item is the city managers and department heads reports to council.
Yes, Mayor and Council, I do have one report. We're going to forego the rest reports from the other department heads, and I'm going to start with a statement. I was asked at the last meeting to make a statement, and I'm going to have one here for all of you tonight. And once again, good evening, City Council. The report I have you before you this evening is related to a recent complaint filed under the subject matter of hostile work environment by a now former city employee, Fernando Duarte, dated May 3rd, 2024, and who resigned on August 16th before the conclusion of the findings of this complaint. On May 21st, 2024, City Council voted in favor of giving the city attorney direction for this complaint to be investigated by a third-party investigator who is an Arizona State Certified Investigator. On September 3rd, 2024, the findings were presented to the City Council during executive session. The Council voted 4-3 to make the investigation along with the findings to be made public. I was then asked by the Council if I would like to make a statement, in which I am doing now this evening. I would like to first thank the four members of the Council that include Vice Mayor Herman Lopez, Council Member Brian Flagg, Councilmember Cesar Aguirre, and Councilmember Roxana Valenzuela for voting in favor and allowing me the opportunity to come before you this evening. My name is Veronica Moreno. I was born and raised in the city of South Tucson, where my birth certificate lists my address as 248 West 32nd Street, and where I lived a great childhood with my parents, Jerry and Hope Moreno, and sister Josie and brother Jerry. We all lived in one of the seven homes my grandfather, Ramon Moreno, built in the early 1930s, where he and my grandmother, Julie Moreno, raised their five children, and where my parents and other family members live in the city today. Most importantly, I am a proud Latina and mother of two daughters, Gladys and Julissa Lopez. I was hired on April 16, 1994, a little over 30 years ago, and have worked mostly all positions within the administration of the city, and now serve as the interim city manager, city clerk, and human resources director. I am very thankful to God first, my predecessors, mentors, advisors, my department heads that include Finance Director Lourdes Aguirre, Police Chief and Public Safety Director Danny Menojian, and Public Works Director Angel Lopez, and those closest to me for supporting me along the way, and those who over the years have been the strength, teachings, trust, and knowledge that I need to execute and carry out these disciplines. Thank you to my family and friends who have been there for me over the years. I couldn't do this without you. I have worked for approximately seven mayors, seven city managers, and was appointed as the interim city manager four times in the last 10 years, totaling approximately 7 years collectively. During these years, along with my fellow department heads, we have been faced with obstacles and managed to undertake financial challenges within our budget, recommend the approval and the adoption of a contingency plan, work closely with the city council prioritizing the needs of the community and city employees, and manage these challenges with limited resources and during a pandemic. In the last 30 years, I have never been the subject of any investigation or complaint by any city employee or member of the community. I am now taking this opportunity to enter into the record the findings of this complaint. The complaint filed and invested against me by former employee Fernando Duarte totaled 12 findings. 11 of the findings were allegations against me and unfounded, therefore exonerating and clearing me of all those 11 allegations. And this is a conclusion. This is the part that I was able to talk to the investigator. And this is the findings of the 12th and final allegation. And it reads the following. Veronica is convinced that Mayor Diaz wants her out and is using Fernando and Diane Sears as tools to pressure her to resign. She has made the case that these attacks are causing her to feel she is in a hostile work environment and that Fernando is involved in these attacks. And it appears that Veronica's suspicion that politics are at play are well-founded. I want to move forward knowing that the truth and justice has prevailed. I look forward to new leadership and a new era for this community, and I'm ready to get to work. I am very thankful for this opportunity. Pueblo High School. I didn't include this in my statement, but like you said, you're passionate, I'm passionate too. And, you know, this carried a lot on me, and I'm very glad that I've gotten through it. Thanks to all of you here, thanks to my family and my friends. And that concludes my report. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any more reports? So item number 8, the mini Posadas presentation on day of in my uniform in honor of International Day of Girls, the girls.
It's mini poderosas.
Julie? Go.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. My name is Azucena Bravo, and I'm the founder and CEO of Mini Poderosas. And these are our girls and young ladies behind me. I founded Mini Poderosas to mentor and empower young girls ages 8 to 18 and young ladies. And what we do that by building self-confidence and social-emotional regulation. We also do leadership classes. And not only that, but we also involve the families. And we proudly serve the city of South Tucson and also other areas in Tucson. And we're here to invite you to our new partnership with the City of South Tucson. We're going to be holding the Day of the International Day of the Girl celebration here in the City Hall. And what we're going to do is it's going to be sort of like a career fair, but more than that. Girls and young ladies of our community get to try on uniforms and get to get that hands-on experience presented by all women. Just because get empowered that way, and we get to see women in leadership, and that's how these girls get to learn that that could be them one day. So this is going to be all here, and we're here to invite all of the community members to come and support our event, to really be there for us and to mentor the next generation, and specifically our underserved population. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item is item number 9 is a discussion direction regarding community wards. I guess we do have a sample of the, actually, the certificate of appreciation for the Arizona Rangers. And this is what we kind of asked for in regards to this is what we have, this is what we're doing. You know, so, again, it's I think we need a little bit more because of the people that we recognize as appreciation. I think we need a little bit more design, a little bit more of South Tucson in it. So what is the comments of the council as far as the direction, or do we do it or not? You know, so.
Mr. Mayor, well, I think this awards program could be something good for our community.
but I think that we need to be more specific as to how or what we're going to be awarding. There could be certificates, trophies, plaques, any kind of gifts, but the point is though is that what is it going to take to earn that award? It's not just something that's going to be given just because he's your buddy or that he just feels that he's deserving. You know, you got to give something back to the city in order to be, I think, worthwhile getting an award. If you're not doing anything, then why should you be rewarded? So I just think that we need to be more open-minded as to the types and the types of awards and how do people qualify in order to get these awards.
Okay.
That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. And in regards to your buddies, I think it represents the city council and the community, not your buddy. So I object to that personal thing of being your buddy. So the awards should go to people that are really should be recognized. Are there any more comments? Mr. Aguirre. So may we form also a committee in regards to what we were going to award and then the guidelines for doing that. I'd like to be on the committee, but I also like to include the business owners to help us create the awards. We have artists, we have printers, we have all kinds of resources within the community that can help. So I would go ahead and name some of those later on if we wish to continue with this, and also presenting you with guidelines in regards to what you know the awards will be done under. If I can have a motion to that regard, I would appreciate it.
This is an on the agenda for an action item tonight, so we can take direction.
Excuse me?
This is not on the agenda tonight for an action item. It's for discussion and direction, but it's not for council action, so there's not going to be a motion tonight.
Oh, okay. So what is the wish for the direction?
Well, I have an idea. You know, I think that logo thing, it's been around as long as I've been around, and that's been a while. And I think it looks good, you know. And I think you slap it on something like this. And, you know, you can make it a real nice, like, glossy paper or even a plaque. And council people can nominate people that should get a... In the city of Tucson, it's a copper letter, right? It would be our equivalent of a copper letter. And our people could, you know, council people could nominate people, what, every year, every 6 months, something like that. That would be some general thoughts I have on the issue for when we take it up for direction.
Okay. I'd like to add the fact that if you notice that plaque, David Mountain is kind of indicated on there, and we're the only city that recognizes that. So again, you know, I would like that idea in that direction.
I don't want it larger than like a half a dollar. Not that size, we can't do.
No.
No. But I like it.
Okay. So that's the direction.
Yes. Mr. Mayor?
You can't talk.
Yes, sir.
Can I just interject just a second? That logo was created by Mr. Peralta, a good old friend of ours, back in the 50s. He won an award for creating that. I just wanted to mention that. Tony Peralta, an old buddy of mine, going back to the 90s.
Thank you for that information, Mr. Sotero.
Can I say something?
Senator
about
Sotero.
That? My uncle has the first print of the original, my aunt of the original logo.
Okay, so you have direction.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the next is a resolution number 2433 of the Mayor and Council. City of South Tucson, authorizing, ratifying, and approving the grant in aid agreement between the City of South Tucson, Arizona, grantee, and the Tehama Odom Nation. So, do I have a motion?
I move resolution number 2433 as read to be moved on.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? This, some information from interim city manager.
Mayor, as you read out loud, this is the award that we received on behalf of the Tohono O'odham Nation. Many kudos to Public Safety Director Chief Demokian for writing the application on behalf of the police department. We're very thankful to be the recipients of this award. We've been very grateful to be benefactors of receiving these awards from the tribal entities. As we reported in previous meetings, more than half of our fleet are over a decade old, so any addition to our fleet, one or two or any more than one vehicle, is very much appreciated, and we're very thankful to the Tohono O'odham Tribe for bestowing us with this award. Thank you, and thank you, Chief, for all your hard work. Thank you.
Okay, so it's been a motion and second. All of, please roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Councilor, I'm sorry, Acting Mayor Rogers? Acting Mayor Rogers?
Yes. Yes.
Councilor Romero?
Yes.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flight?
Yes.
Councilor Aguirre? Councilor Aguirre? Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes.
Yeah.
So the item number 11.
So moved.
Adjournment.
Second. It's
been moved and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Yeah.